translation. O great sages, I approve of the punishment that you have, that you who are devoted to me have meted out to them. For our devotees who are just now coming, have not been here for the lectures before this, we are in a part of the Bhagavatam where the four Kumaras have arrived at the gates of Vaikuntha, the gates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there were two doorkeepers, Jai and Vijay by name, who forbade them to enter. The Kumaras who wanted to see the Lord were very, very upset because they were, forbidden by the doorkeepers and cursed Jai and Vijay. So after they have pronounced their curse, Lord Narayan, who was inside the heart of everyone and who could feel, oh, my devotees have come, but they are not given permission to enter, he personally came out to the gates to see his devotees and to also tell them now that apparently he agreed with the punishment or the curse which were given by those four Kumaras to the two doorkeepers. So here's the text. O great sages, says Narayan, I approve of the punishment that you who are devoted to me have meted out to them. The next text says, Tadva prasadayam yatya brahma daivam param hime taditya kritam manye yatsva pumbhya satkrita. To me, says Narayan, the brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me, because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has arisen. Purport. The Lord is always in favor of the brahmanas and the cows. And therefore it is said, go brahmana hitaya cha. Lord Krishna or Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also the worshipable deity of the brahmanas. In the Vedic literature, in the Rig Mantra hymns of the Rig Veda, it is stated that those who are actually brahmanas always look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tat Vishnu Paramang Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayaha. Those who are qualified brahmanas worship only the Vishnu form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which means Krishna, Rama, and all Vishnu expansions. A so-called brahmana who is born in the family of brahmanas but performs activities aimed against the Vaishnavas cannot be accepted as a brahmana, because brahmana means Vaishnav and Vaishnav means brahmana. One who has become a devotee of the Lord is also a brahmana. The formula is brahma janati brahmanaha. A brahmana is one who has understood Brahman, and a Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of Godhead. Brahman realization is the beginning of realization of the personality of Godhead. One who understands the personality of Godhead also knows the impersonal feature of the Supreme, which is Brahman. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. It should be noted that the glories of the Brahmana described in this chapter by the Lord himself refers to his devotee Brahmana or the Vaishnava. It should never be misunderstood that the so-called Brahmanas who are born in Brahmana families but have no Brahminical qualifications are referred to in this connection. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tatva prasadayam yadya brahma daivam param hime tadidyadma kritam yanye yatsva bhumbhya satkrita. Translation. To me the Brahmana Hare Krishna, we will wait. No problem, you have to do your service, but we will wait so that you can also listen to this text. This is a very important text also for servants. Lord Narayan says that for the mistake of his servant, he's personally responsible. These two doorkeepers had acted wrongly. They had forbidden devotees to come to the Lord, and therefore the Lord is very sad, and the Lord feels he has done that mistake, because he takes full responsibility for what his servants did. So here's the text. To me, the Brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me, because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has arisen. And then, in the next text, which I will just briefly read to you, the Lord says something which for us as his devotees is very important. A wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame his master. Just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body pollutes all of the skin. So, you know, to say it in very clear words, if the devotees of the Lord, who are the servants of the Lord, behave improperly, then the people in general will put the blame on the Lord. Oh, look at this Hindu god. Krishna, his devotees behave like that, therefore he is, and then they put the blame on the Lord. Just like if you have just a tiny spot of white leprosy on your body, everything, the big body, is polluted. A very interesting part of the Bhagavatam, which encourages the servants of the Lord to be proper, so that the Lord is not put into disrespect. Once again, yes. Okay. In the Vedic culture, we hear of activities which are favorable for bhakti. These are called bhakt-yunmukhi sukriti. These activities in themselves are not yet bhakti, but they lead to bhakti. One of these activities is respect which is shown towards superiors. Bhakti means always direct loving relationship to Lord Krishna. Respect towards others is therefore not directly bhakti, but it does lead to bhakti. An example of these bhakt-yunmukhi sukriti activities has been given by the great Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, when we perform a yajna, this is a very nice example which I believe our Panditji, our Pandit is maybe not the Vaishnav Pandit, Kunya Bihari will appreciate very much, and you all have seen his very nicely performed yajnas. See, the purpose of a yajna is fulfilled when the offering of ghee is given into the fire. It is considered that now the Lord is fed. And it is done with pronouncing the mantra Swaha. Swaha, I give myself in sacrifice. I surrender. Swaha. The audience will respond with Swaha. That is the whole essence, essential element, or the essence, the peak of the yajna. But before this yajna can or will take place, a couple of other activities have to be done which lead or support this event of offering to the Lord. It's, for instance, securing the place where the yajna is done. Then it is establishing the yajna pit, bringing the sand, bringing the fruits, bringing everything and assembling it at one place together. Often this may take even longer than the yajna itself. It is not yet the yajna, it's not yet the feeding of the ghee to the fire, but it leads to that. It is conducive, and most probably you can't do without it. It's necessary. So in the same way, there are certain activities which lead a person towards bhakti. And today we will deal with respect. Here you can see Jay and Vijay, the doorkeepers, had disrespected the Vaishnavas who wanted to see their Lord. It was a grave mistake on their part. And the Vedic scripture knows that disrespect is very unhelpful for the development of bhakti, whereas respect is. In the Varnashram system, there are 8 reasons to offer respect to different graded human beings. For First of all, it is said we offer the Daivi Varnashram respect to respect Hare Krishna. Oh, we feel very sad when the curtain closes, but it will open again after some time. respect is important because if we offer respect to superiors, we can get their blessings, which we need on our path of advancement. So eight reasons to offer respect are there. First of all, we offer respect to all human beings. Naramatiya Mayada, it's called. Mayada is respect. Why? Because the human form of life is wonderful, since it is a unique opportunity to attain self-realization. Do you know that only the human being is able to think about subjects as self-realization? An animal cannot think the thought. There are 8 million forms of animal life, and they simply are forced to act according to respect. They can also not think of God. They also don't think about death. It's not in their capability. Human being is a special construct which can do this function. And therefore we offer respect to all humans. It's a wonderful, glorious creation of our Lord, that people can that the souls can attain self-realization. The next is Satgata Matiya Mayada. It means when a person has has a culture, he's a cultured human being. That is, he abides by certain guidelines and by certain life. Then we do offer more respect. Then we offer respect. I don't have the Sanskrit here. If someone has a certain position in life, for instance, the king, we do offer respect. Why? Because the Vedic philosophy always has two considerations. This is now a slightly difficult point, but I'm confident that you will be able to understand. There is a spiritual consideration, and there is a social consideration. A king is necessary so that society goes on. I think we all know when we see a policeman, we may not agree with the person. He may drink Bavarian beer and so on. But a position is there which we respect, because without police, we know the criminal elements in society would increase to a degree that will become intolerant for us also to go over the street, and people might just behave out of order, you know. So we do offer respect to a position. This goes so far that when once Prabhupada was going with his Western disciples in the zoo of Bhuvaneshwara, one disciple who was a little young and maybe a newcomer, he was going to the zoo cage, to the lion cage, and was going agitating the lion. Prabhupada forbade him. He told him that we must honor the position of the lion. He's after all, Prabhupada said, don't do this. After all, he is a lion. You know, because lion means king of the animal, very strong. We should not, you know, misuse our relative freedom outside of the cage and behave disrespectful towards him. It's not good, you know. And the thing we can understand, this is not a spiritual consideration, but it leads to spirituality because it brings us to the point where we become respectful, this understanding, which we need in order to attain the superior potency of blessing. Then comes gyan maya da, we offer respect because someone has knowledge. This now go, we go higher and higher and higher, and obviously higher forms of respect are required. Then sat guna maya da, we offer respect if someone has good qualities. Like, for instance, we see a paka brahmana, we immediately should offer our respect without hesitation. Then vana matiya mayada, it means because of someone's vana, that is position in his in the life, like vanaprastha or brahmachari, we offer respect. But also if we see a good grihastha, we do offer respect because of this. Then comes ashram matiya mayada. I'm sorry, I mixed it up. Vana means Brahmana Chatiya Vaishya Sutra. And ashram means the Grihastha ashram, the Brahmachari ashram, the Sannyas ashram. These are different ashrams. But ultimately, the highest form of respect is given to someone who has bhakti. Bhakti Matiya Mayada. If we see a devotee of Lord Krishna who has Krishna in his heart, then according to the Devi Vanashram system, we should offer the utmost respect. Why? Because we need a great devotee's blessing to develop the purpose of the human form of life in our life, which is that we need love of Krishna and our connection for Krishna. These are different forms of respect, and it is described that Vaishnav is more to be respected than even a Brahmana who has mastered all the four Vedas, because it's the goal of the Vedas, according to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, to understand and serve Him. There's this verse, Savasya Chaham. No? Yeah, Vedas Cha Savaya Aham Eva Vedyo. Vedanta Krit Veda Vit Eva Chaham. No, Krishna is saying, from all the Vedas, I am to be known, and he who is a knower of a Veda, of the Vedas, he will surrender unto me. You know, he who is a Vedavit, a knower of the Vedas, he will surrender and become my devotee. So, therefore, the Vaishnava who is knowing that and acting on that level, he is to be respected. Now we as modern people have difficulties with offering our respect. The best type of respect we might muster is respect out of fear. But this is not so good. There are two different forms of respect. One is out of spontaneous love, and the other is out of fear. Oops, if I don't offer respect, I will get a good whacking by the laws of nature. Maharaj Yamaraj will not look very kindly upon me, so I better shape up. You know, Vinay, offer respect, otherwise you will go to the hellish planets. But no, we should, especially as devotees of Krishna, be able to offer respect out of spontaneous love. See, there is a reason why respect comes very difficult for us modern people. It's because we are usually covered by means of association with a Dhamma. Dhamma means pride. Out of pride, we are not able to offer proper respect. We don't consider ourselves as in need of blessings. We consider ourselves to be able to offer the best blessings. And therefore we don't behave carefully in God's creation. This pride is really a result of the lust to enjoy this world. Lord Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, that this lust, he says, is like a covering of this desire, karma, to enjoy this world and not to give the world for Krishna's enjoyment. That is a very bad thing. It is the reason. Lord Krishna says, as fire is covered by smoke, as a mirror is covered by dust, or as an embryo is covered by the womb, the living entity is similarly covered by different degrees of this karma, this tendency to enjoy the world. You can see fire is sometimes not visible when there is smoke. In the same way, the mirror does not function when there is dust over it. Or an embryo is not visible if it's covered by the womb. We have not seen the child of Shravana and Puja at this moment. It is not visible because it's still covered by the womb. So in the same way, the living entity is covered by these different forms of a karma. And it is this karma which gives rise to disrespect, to pride, which gives rise to disrespect. Chanakya Pandit has said that there are three types of blind people in this world. One is the blind person, he's called Janmanda. Janmanda means he's blind by birth. He has a physical defect. Some eye problem is there. Then is Kamanda. He's blinded by lust. Have you seen these people, these materialistic people? You can talk to them, but they cannot hear. They have so much their own purpose in life. They have some, and the last is Madanda. He is blinded by pride. Hare Krishna. So this pride, immaterial opulence, and so on, it always brings a downfall. Just like any blind person, he will stumble at one stage or another in his or her life. So someone who is blinded by pride will always fall down. Lord Krishna once explained this in the 10th canto, where he talked about different people who were blinded by pride. Hai haya nahusha, hahayo nash nahusho veno. Ravano narako pare Shri madhat brangshita stanat Deva daitya nareshvaraha. Hai haya, kata vir Arjuna, Nahusha, Vena, now comes another famous person, Ravana, Naraka, many other rulers of the demigods, men and demons, fell from their elevated position because of infatuation with material pride. Hare Krishna. Do you know when Ravana fell? It's a very nice side issue in the side lila in the one of the scriptures which accompanies the Ramayana. See, Ravana had made a throne which had 9 steps. Where are we? We had the 4th, 6. Then he would sit down on a throne. Do you know what these steps were made of? They were made of the Navagrahas, the 9 planets, which he had subdued. He was such a rascal. He went every day. I'm the greatest. Once Narada Muni came and visited him, and we all know Narada Muni is always instigating. He came and he turned to one of the steps. That is one planet. It was Shani, Saturn. And he said, how can you tolerate that Brahman, that Ravan does this mischief or this rascalum? Lakshmi, do you know Saturn? Yeah. It's a very inauspicious planet. Shani, they say in Braj. What do we say in Saturn? Shani, we also say Shani everywhere. Good. Shani, and we that word already we begin to feel slightly uncomfortable, you know, because Saturn is really intense. So, how can you tolerate this? I can't tolerate it, said Saturn. His head was turned down, and Ravan went over his back, all the Navagrahas. I can't tolerate it. So I thought you are a very powerful planet, said Narada Muni. I thought that you could turn everyone's good fortune into bad fortune. And here you allow that a demon who has dared to steal Sita from Ram walks over you. I can't understand what has happened with your self-respect. Shani said, I can't do anything because my power only works if I look at someone, but the demon has turned me around so that he steps on my back. I cannot look at him. Said Narada Muni, thank you for this tip. So he went to Ravan. Ravan, it would be much better if you step on the face of the planet. You are so great and they are so small. You are extremely valuable and you are ruling the whole world. You should be not shy. They are planets. It's not like really like a human being. It's a symbolical face. You know, you may step on the face. It is better. It shows more of your power. So Ravan ordered his masons to slightly improve his throne by turning the planets around so that they looked upwards. And then to some he felt like stepping on the chest. Then he came to Shani. Shani said, stop, I want to look at you, you fool. And immediately Ravan knew he had made a mistake. Shani's very heavy. He speaks like this, stop, I want to look at you, you fool. He looked at him, and from that moment it was sure that an army of monkeys would finish Lanka, Because don't forget, pride will come always, will always lead into a fall. Hare Krishna. This is a very interesting illustration. The moment pride covers our heart, like Ravan's heart, he was otherwise, he was a Paka Brahmana. Did you know this? He knew so well the Yajnas that Swaha, the wife of Agni, felt compelled to come to Ravan's Yajna, and then Ravan wanted to kidnap her. You know, he was so expert in pronouncing mantras. No one was like this. Only Kunya Bihari is better. He was so very good, you know, amazing. But he was a demon who was covered by calm and then by pride. Hare Krishna. And that became his undoing. Our whole society in which we live, my dear devotees, is mad after this karma, which then will bring about pride. The whole society is mad after economic development. This is not good. It will bring the society to be covered by karma and then by pride later. So, it's a long, long subject. It's a whole seminar, but maybe in the future I will talk about this at length here in Munich. Today I want to only say the gist. So, my dear devotees of Krishna, please learn to avoid this pride by learning to pay respects. Like we should come to the temple, we should offer our humble obeisances. In India, we usually make a little namaskar. But when we enter the temple, it is good if we do a panchanga pranam for the ladies. That is, five parts of the body touch the ground, feet, knees, elbows, that is three, head is four, and the mind, that is fifth. Now I will bow down to the Lord, will make my obeisances, and men can do the ashtanga pranam. The chest is added to this, the hip is also there. And one third thing, which I don't know, anatomical thing, when you lie down, I think there is, the shoulders are also there on the ground. But the most important in this obeisances is the mind always. We should not do mindless obeisances, but we should do mindful obeisances. The mind is the most important. It's the king of all the senses. He has to bow down. That's very important. Sometimes we may, even if it is socially not acceptable, if we lie on the street or pay an obeisance on the street, we see a Vaishnava and we go and everyone falls over us, then we may do also like this, and in our heart, in our mind, offer our obeisances. This is very good. There's a song about obeisance to Vaishnavas.
Kripa koro Vaishnavad, kripa koro Vaishnavataku sambandha janiya, bajite bajite abhiman haudura.
O Vaishnav Thakur, please give me your mercy. Knowledge of my relationship with Bhagavan and the ability to do my bhajan, sending my false ego far away. This happens when you are in the Vaishnav society. Your false ego is sent far away. Gau, gau, we say in Hindi. Gau, go. Gau?
Jau.
Jau, sorry. Jau. Vaishnava Sangha sends this command to our false ego. Jau, go away. Jau, huh? Hare Krishna. Thank you, Toshan Krishna. You are the true friend of us. This is happening. Therefore, sometimes Vaishnava society is a little difficult. We think two times, should I go? Oh, I'm earning now so much money. Should I really go to the temple? Everything seems to be all right. Be very careful with this. Everything is all right. It's not all right. We are fallen souls. Huh? Do you agree? We are fallen souls. We are in need of kripa. Kripa koro. Vaishnava Thakur. Give me the mercy. What means the mercy of a devotee? We get knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. We become empowered. We get the ability to do bhajan. And the mercy of a devotee also means jao to our ahankara, our false ego, are sent away. Yesterday, I talked to one devotee of Western origins, and he said, it's so nice for us to see our Indian-born devotees. When they come to the temple, we know they are very learned, they are having high positions in the computer technology. They know everything about computers, but when they come, they do menial seva. This is very good. This is very, I have also seen when you come to the Munich temple, there are always devotees who may be technicians and engineers, but they cut sabjis, like ordinary sabji wallahs. This is necessary for us. It is required to develop that culture of respect which attracts the kripa, the mercy. If we don't have respect, how will the Vaishnava give us his kripa? We are covered by pride. No need of kripa. No. I am very exalted. We feel like that when we are covered by karma and by... this is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about, if I think I am a Vaishnav, then I will never become humble. My heart will become contaminated with the hope of receiving honor from others, and I will surely go to hell. Give me the mercy, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that I can renounce the false conception of my being guru. Let me be your servant, O Vaishnava. Let me accept without duplicity your remnants and your foot bath water. And he even says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in the position of a guru, but he does not want to think that he is superior. By thinking that I am superior, by having this guru abhiman, in giving my remnants of my plate to others, I will be burdened with the weight of false pride. Let me always identify as the humble disciple of a Vaishnava and not accept worship or praise from others. In this way, I can renounce the desire for honor for myself, and I can offer respect to others. Sincerely weeping at your lotus feet, Krishna, and rolling on, Vaishnav Thakur. Sincerely weeping at your lotus feet, Vaishnav Thakur, and rolling on the ground, I pray that you will give me the ability to perform my kirtan purely. Yes. These are very, very touching words. Very touching words. See, if you want to come to the stage where you want to purely engage in Lord Krishna's, in the chanting of Lord Krishna's holy names and glories, you must be willing to do everything which you can to gain the qualifications which are necessary to glorify Lord Krishna. You know, people do in India everything they can to get a visa to come to Germany. They will even dance on the stage. At least I have seen in Dubai, for Dubai, there's a great eagerness to go to Dubai in India. They will do everything. They will even sincerely serve a Muslim, in Dubai, to just be there, able to make the Emirate money, But we should be willing to do everything which is necessary to gain the milas, the mercy of our Krishna. This is very important. What do you think, Lakshmi? It's an interesting project. What is necessary, Narakriti Prabhu, that you get love for Krishna or full Krishna consciousness? That you should, no please, that you could, should do. What is necessary to know, to do nirapada bhajan, that is a bhajan of worship without offenses? Humility is necessary. Compassion towards others is necessary. Purity of the heart is necessary, which is free from materialistic false ego. And to offer respect according to the position of a person is also necessary if we want to do our worship of Krishna possible. Krishna will only accept worship from a humble person who is compassionate towards others, whose heart is free from materialistic false ego, and who offers respect according to the position of the person. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I have come to my end, and now is the time for asking questions. I've seen Shravan first, and then you, dein guter Name nochmal. Shravan is asking the question that Jayan Vijay must have had tremendous qualifications to be able to have such a service as guarding the Vaikuntha planet. Four Kumaras were entering for the first time. They were, so to say, newcomers who may not have known the Lord so well as the Jayan Vijay knew them. So how can we understand that the four Kumaras are actually superior to the Jayan Vijay, and Jayan Vijay were committing a mistake and therefore being a little inferior? It is very difficult to understand from one perspective, and very easy to understand from another perspective. Now, I will change now the perspective and use a perspective which makes it easy. Hare Krishna, please come in. Please. Very good. Hare Krishna. You have given us an example of today's lecture, and Shravan will tell you later why it is. So, yes, our the Lord sometimes does things in order to either display his lila, or, second possibility, to give a very valuable instruction. The example which is very often given is the example which has to giving instructions is how our two main granth books were revealed. The Lord wanted to give instructions to the human society and therefore put Arjun into the illusion that he did not want to do the plan of the Lord. Momentarily, he felt in his heart the desire to escape the plan of the Lord and run into the forest. That is highly unusual for Arjuna. It's inconceivable, actually. It was conceivable because the Lord wanted to teach the Bhagavad Gita, therefore needed a worthy listener to the Gita who would ask all the questions which a normal human being, who is not like Arjuna, would ask. And therefore he placed Arjuna into the illusion of not willing to cooperate with the Lord and only willing to cooperate with his own thing. He was put personally by Krishna into illusion, and that's a very powerful illusion. No one, not even Arjuna, can conquer this. Same thing happened when the Lord desired to reveal the Srimad Bhagavatam. He placed one of his devotees, Parikshit Maharaj, into an illusion where he, for a moment, was a little pride and garlanded the saint who was not receiving him due to meditating strongly about Krishna into the illusion to, Parikshit Maharaj felt the saint is not greeting me, although I'm the king. And he said, well, now I show him. And he garlanded him with a dead snake. It's a highly unusual activity for Parikshit Maharaj. An ordinary Munich street sweeper might react like that, but not Parikshit. He respected the sadhu so much, he would never do this ordinarily. And this led eventually to him being cursed and having to die in 7 days, and then the Bhagavatam was revealed to him. It's plan of the Lord for instructing. But Krishna also has plans sometimes to perform his lila. Prabhupada in Paris said, the Lord sometimes wants also to fight. But he wants to fight only with his devotees. So, in order to fight, he cannot do this in Vaikuntha. How will the devotees fight with him in Vaikuntha? They are always serving him. So, to do this fighting activity, the Lord placed his servants into illusion. They were cursed by the Kumaras. Then the Lord said to the two gatekeepers, "You are now cursed. Now you can choose. Do you want to stay for 9 births? Was it 9 births?
Seven.
Yes. We have now a numerical vote. Do you remember? Was
seven.
It?
Seven.
Yeah. So we have. Akila knows everything always, and he is supported by Shravan and Puja. So it's 3 against 2 of us who don't know Vijay. We will have to surrender here. Yeah. So do you want to go for 7 births as my devotees in the material world? Or the second option, do you want to go for 3 births in the in the world. Yes, three words, said Jai Vijayasthi. No, listen. Do you want to go for three births in this world? But you will have to fight with me. You will be like demons. So Jai Vijay were thinking, but it did not take them very long to make their decision. They only wanted to serve the Lord, and they understood, well, apparently he wants to fight. Otherwise he would not have put such a question. And we want to go back to our service as gatekeepers. Please let us not disrespect Jay and Vijay. We might not get into the temples otherwise. See, they are always standing before each temple. Have you noted? They are always there. Hare Krishna, you have given us great pleasure. May you be blessed by all the Vaishnavas and by the deities. We were very happy to receive you. We know you are in a terrible hurry. Could we give you a little prasadam in a bag?
I'll take it.
Yeah, maybe Pooja, you give a little, so that you... No problem. We understand your situation. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah. They decided, we will fight with you, if it is your desire, for three birds, and we will give our best. So that it is a glorious fighting, that you will have your pleasure, our Lord. This is for Leela's purpose. He had arranged this. Krishna had arranged it. This is how we can understand it. Hare Krishna. So for instruction purpose, the Lord sometimes puts his devotees into illusion, but also for Leela purpose, he puts them into illusion. Hare Krishna. Your good name, please.
Nishant,
yes.
Do we understand that, okay, after three births, they went back, but I never knew was Kansa was also incarnation of some of the great devotees?
Yeah, they came in three births. Jai and Vijay came as Ravan and Kumbhakarna, as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and as Kansa and Dantavakra.
Okay.
Shishupal? Shishupal, yes. Kansa and Shishupal. Shishupal and Dantavakra, yes. Kansa was someone else. I have not studied the demons so well. Hare Krishna. They were powerful. Ooh, ooh. Yes, Constantine. Constantine, yes.
Actually, I have three questions.
Oh.
The first question is, the material world, everything has a capture of time, so it's not eternal. And but also the bodies, the universe is everything. But Krishna, so God is eternal, and it's difficult to understand if there's a beginning or how, because we are in the material world. So for me, I learned to see it begins and it ends, and so how can I fill that gap of the beginning.
Your question is more or less how to understand the concept of eternality, I believe. Is that,
yes.
Yeah, how to understand the concept of eternality. Let us just go quickly into the epistemology of knowing. You can only really know or understand something which you have already experienced. Like, for instance, you cannot understand as a child how you came into the world. You know, how father and mother did to conceive you, because it seems beyond you. Your body is not mature, so you will not be able to understand. Therefore, only when the body comes into maturity, then these feelings are developing, then you might understand the act of conception. We can only understand anything when there are certain qualities or qualifications in us, and these qualities have always to do with something like an experience of what happens. So we have something which we have not experienced, you cannot understand. Imagine there's someone who has Prabhupada gave always the example of the honey. How will you make someone understand what is honey who has never eaten honey? You could describe nice in Indian logic. They have this. Once there was a man who wanted to explain what is milk to a blind man who had never drunk milk. So the blind man asked, "Can you explain milk to me?" And the man said, "Well, it's white." Or what is white? All right, he had never seen white. Well, white is the color of the feathers of a crane. What is a crane? Well, a crane has a neck like a bent stick. "Here, I show you," said the man, and made like this. Touch this. And the blind man touched. When he came to this part, he said, "Oh, I never drink milk. It will stuck. It stuck in my throat." He had no experience of milk. So you are now in a body which is ruled by time, Constantine. Everything has a beginning and an end. And the concept of eternity, which you have long forgotten, it's still there as a little, wie sagt man, Ahnung. How do we say Ahnung in English? Idea, yes, as an idea, maybe. Therefore, we can talk about this idea. But what it really means, no beginning and no end. I mean, can we understand it? No. We are like blind men. We will get some wrong idea. Oh, careful with milk. It's very dangerous for drinking. Drinking, I will not a drop of milk will cross my lips. Yeah, interesting point, isn't it? Therefore, Krishna is also very difficult for us to understand. Very difficult. We have to hear from Shastra constantly. Otherwise, no chance. Krishna. Constantine, I know you have two other questions, but I feel that our devotees, some of them work, and they will feel restless and angry with me that it is too long, the class. I would suggest that we end at this stage. It's 9:25. Yes, with your permission, and then we will continue next time when we come to Munich. We have been invited by Narakriti yesterday We had been invited before, but yesterday we talked in great detail about going to doing the Ram Navami celebration. Konya Bihari, we want to request you to do a fire yagya. We have a very nice hall where we can do a yagya, and yagya is so attractive, always. We have the best of all posters. Narakriti is really a master of design. And I want to request all of you to help very nicely that everything is there. The last public program, we had given one date on the poster, which was 1 hour earlier than we thought, you know, the program would start. So we came too late to establish everything, and we had not sufficient help to establish everything, and there was a great confusion at the start of the program, and that's not good. So this time we will come back in full glory. We have not given up. We will do. So please help sufficiently in the Ramayan. Do your seva for Lord Rama, and we will do something very nice. I thought even for the public, we can maybe for 2 minutes play a little Indian movie of Lord Rama, just so that they get an idea of how Lord Rama is worshipped in India, I thought. So I will end here. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful day. I wish that you can always have these four qualities, humility, compassion towards others, purity of heart, which means to be free from the contamination of false ego, and to offer respect according to the position of the person. Then if you can do that, Krishna Bhakti will come running in your direction. Where is this person? I want to go into the heart of this person. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki, Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.